The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
It's all good, girl. I'll just dust you.
You should pack your fucking DVDs up. You should leave your Blu-rays out.
I remember, like, climbing up it, and then, like, it started to make my dick feel hella good, dude.
Buckle up.
Yo, we're in. Yo, we're in. We're in for the first time.
Popo's out. TII Nation, Popo Zhao to ya, top of the pod to ya.
Top of the pod, I'm with Blake.
Oh my God, wait a second. Now, who is that talking?
I like him.
Hey everybody, this is Blake, top of the pod to ya. It's top Take It Out Tuesday.
Okay.
Take it out.
And what is Take It Out Tuesday? Would you let me know?
If you see a TII bumper sticker, feel free to pull your dick through the zipper of your pants and wave it in the street.
Oh my God.
And this is the moment I realize it's been 50 seconds since we've started. We're already talking cock.
Freaking see ya.
That was way more crass than I thought. I thought you were talking about pulling your dick out your zipper, Blake. Hey, really? Sorry. Already?
Not okay.
Sorry, brother.
Not cool. Top of the pod to you, though.
Top of the pod to you. We can start it over if you want.
How are you guys?
It's a little early. It's noon right now where we're at.
Yeah, we are. Hence my wet look. I just got back from my noon jog. Felt really good.
Oh, that's sweat?
Oh, where'd you go? We hitting 10K again? What's happening?
I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm getting there. Beauty,
mate.
Yeah, it felt good. It was one of those days where I like actually was excited to run.
Nice.
This is a little jogger talk for everybody.
Nice.
Oh, buddy. Boy. Like you put the shoes on and you felt ready to, you were raring to go.
Yeah, and when the sun hit my dang skin and I was out there running, I was just like, hey, this feels right.
You're like, hey, it's Whip It Out Wednesday.
It might be Take It Out Tuesday. I actually.
Take It Out Take Tuesday. It out Tuesday. On Thursday.
Is there a version of this for every day? Like,
yeah. Finger your butthole Friday. Yeah.
I meant like to whip it out in various fashions.
Free
the tatas.
Flop it out Friday.
Flop it out Friday.
Throw it out Thursday.
Yeah. What's the S word for Saturday and Sunday?
Slip your penis.
Yeah. Slip it out Saturday.
Slam it down Sunday. Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday,
slam
Sunday.
Slam it down?
Yeah, boy.
How can I slam it down? It's not big enough.
Come on, man. I know you got 15 inches.
You could kind of just like mash it onto the table.
So no, that's Mondays. That's mash it down Mondays. Flatten your cock out and get a free drink.
Basically,
come on down to what's the name of that bar? Isaac was telling me about it the other day, like Angry Dicks or something.
Yeah, Dicks. Yeah, Dicks.
Oh, it's just Welcome to Dicks. Is it Dicks?
Dicks Last Resort.
Dicks Last Resort. It's yeah, Mash It Down Monday. Come and mash your dick into the table at Dicks. And
perfect.
Mash your dick into the table. Hold on.
Get a shot, free shot with a drink.
Come on down, mash your dick into the table, free shot with a drink. That's kind of just beautiful. Hammer on
it. By the way,
muddle.
What a great prank to go. Hey, if you guys are listening,
bar, it's muddle.
If you're listening, pranks,
you gotta go to a bar, mash your dick into the table, and say, "I'm here for the free drinks." It's Mash It Down Monday. And record your response and slide into Kyle's DMs with the video.
Ooh, I'm going to be picking a winner, all right? After I get a bunch of them, I'm going
to... Picking a wiener?
I'm going to be picking a wiener, and we're going to have a giveaway, all right? Giveaway of something.
And ladies, not to be left out, if you can mash your muff onto a bar stool or a high top...
You can also compete. Yeah.
You feel free to submit your videos as well.
You might get a retweet.
You might get a retweet.
Official retweet. Whoa.
Oh, man. Muddle my dick at the bar, baby. Let's go.
And shout out to all our eunuchs out there with nothing happening.
Mush.
Just
mush it.
Grind your mound into whatever's going down, and we'll give you a mention in the retweets.
Ooh, lucky, you lucky
might
you.
Get a treat. That leads you into a drawing, and if we draw your at, we will say it online, okay?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a special bonus prize that will be named later. No one,
Bionis Perizzi's.
Bonus prize.
Wow, damn Tuesday.
Damn, mash Woo. It down Mondays. I'm into Ooh. It.
Oh my
God. We got one for every day. Whip it out Wednesday. Throw it down Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I love
Flop it out Friday.
Yep.
Flop it out Friday's a good one.
Slip it out Saturday.
And then it was
slam it down Sundays.
Followed by mash it down Mondays.
That's right, yeah.
That's the hardest one, dude. Oof.
Slam it down Sunday to mash it down Monday? Dude, that's tough.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I'm like kind of like squeezing onto my wiener head right now, and you can do it pretty hard, and it doesn't hurt.
Allegedly.
Wow. really?
Talk about a back to back. Yo, you want to slam down and mash it? All right.
Allegedly. No, I could see myself getting a Prince Albert, and it wouldn't be like a huge deal.
Is that that's just the tip, right? That's right through the tip.
I don't know.
It's not a barbell, or I guess it could be whatever. But yeah, through like the urethra on the bottom tip part.
Oh my!
I believe, right?
I think so. That's so cool that you can pull that off.
Oh my. I got a pair of these Adidas a couple years ago, maybe last year, that are like a tribute to punk in Germany, punk music, like the punk movement.
Oh.
And they come with a Prince Albert like roped into the laces.
Whoa.
Water trash.
Dude. And I was like, these are just handsome shoes, but maybe I cut this part off and insert it.
Ooh, that's cool, and actually man. Wear it? That would be sick.
But what a move. Congratulations, Adidas, for putting a cock piercing on a shoe. Who knew?
I mean, when I think Adidas, I think punk rock.
How are you so sure it's a cock piercing? Not to change the... How are you so sure it's a cock piercing? Because aren't they just...
They say. They go and...
Oh, the thing. Oh, they were explicit.
Yeah. Oh. Well, is it explicit? Is that explicit to you? I feel like it's perfect. Just a form of expression.
Very much so. Very much so.
Cut to commercial.
Makes me queasy, but go right ahead.
Huh.
Honestly, the thought of piercing my dick kind of makes me a little bit like a...
Well, you know, then I guess I won't see you on Mash It Down Monday.
Well,
okie dokie.
I don't know. That's a weird one.
Huh. Okay,
man, whatever floats your boat. That's what I say.
I just could. Do you watch? Do you watch when it's happening? What the bro? Like, honestly.
Did
like,
you watch when you got the snip?
No, I mean, I could see the blood in the towel, remember?
Right.
Like, great detail.
Wait, did they ask you if you wanted, like, a mirror or something?
Hey, while we're down here, do you want a Prince Albert? it's a two for one. It's like when women going to give birth, they get a little tummy tuck.
Hey, that's cool.
Man, yeah, for sure. Maybe in that moment, I would have said like, oh, you know, let me think about it. You got it open. Throw a barbell through the nuts. Let's see what that looks like. You know what I mean?
Wow, dude.
Just a little weight. Throw a little weight in there.
Yeah, a little weight.
Yeah, man.
Have you guys heard of nudicles? Where like when they neuter a dog and they take its balls, they offer like fake balls that you can put in there.
Yeah, I like
that. Oh my. Oh yes, I have. I remember I wanted to get my first dog Gripster some nudicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
Big old nudicles.
Because I remember when I got him neutered, I remember like he had the cone on and was just staring at me and I felt like a total asshole.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude.
Maybe that's what I'll do when I get snipped. That'll be like my coming home present to my wife. It's like, wait till you feel these big boys slapping, huh? And she's
so
like,
so you're saying you would get an increase?
You're gonna get your nuts removed? That's not what actually happens with the surgery. You don't get your nuts removed. I still have my nards, but
No.
Know what I mean?
I know what you got. It's just a little. It's just the skin.
It's science.
It's almost always just stuck to one side of your legs like bubble gum.
Excuse me.
I want them removed. I want them pulled out, and I want newer, bigger, betters put in, just for that.
But why would I'm there with you. But why wouldn't you just get four? Why wouldn't you just get a quadra instead of like?
Ooh, see, Kyle, this is why we're friends. Everyone's like, well, why? Everyone says, why would you be friends with him?
It's science.
And I go, you don't understand.
Friendship.
Once every 2 years, he says something like this, and then I go, yeah. There you go. Yeah,
this is my guy.
It's worth it.
Four.
This is
dude.
My guy.
Yeah, go with a quadra.
By the way, that's the best prank for Mother's Day. You're like, hey, honey, let's do it tonight, and then she's like, what the? I think you have, and you go, what? There's what? Something, and you're like,
they're heavy.
I don't know. What do you mean? You didn't feel this? There's like a huge ball in here, huh?
You fishing,
honey? Happy Mother's Day. Keep on fishing.
This is just think it easy. Before he got on the Zoom, he's workshopping Mother's Day gifts, and this is what comes out after.
I don't know.
Zoom.
Go fish. I don't know. How many are in there?
Guess what? You tell me.
Well, I think there's maybe three.
Check it out. Feel and then count one. Yep, that's one.
One.
That's
yeah.
One. Okay, kind of roll that over into your
that's
pinky.
Two, right?
And that's two.
Two, we expect. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Oh, three. Is that a third one?
Go fish.
And then she just looks at my face going,
there's more?
Happy Mother's Day.
That's right, honey. There's four
Happy
of them.
Mother's Day.
There's four of them down there for you now.
I got to call my mother, by the way.
Three? By the way, you think it's just three? Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Go fish.
Keep going.
Go fish.
Four?
Yeah, there's four. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Wait. Before we go further, I want to hear a guess. How many do you think there could be?
Hey,
seven?
It's like the jelly bean jar in kindergarten.
Right. You're locked in at seven?
You get one guess, the closest to the right number gets a pizza party.
Here's where it gets interesting. She's like, wait a second. Is that like a little one? Is it? I think it is.
Is that
okay?
Oh, is that
all right.
To you?
So there's a little one. Are there more little ones?
Yeah, maybe there's multiple little ones.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe keep going fish.
Oh, somebody's got to start over.
Keep fishing.
It's like a nightmare beanbag chair.
Oh man.
Yo, where did you guys used to live next door to like a beanbag palooza?
Love Sack, dude. Do you remember when Love Sacks came on the team?
Yeah, but
that's like some of the first furniture I ever bought for my house was.
Did
two
you live
giant
next
Love
to
Sacks.
A Love Sack store, or was it a futon gallery or something?
Was this
Packard?
No, I remember they used to sell some shit down there, like kind of by the taco shop right there.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
Yeah, I feel like every time I would drive and they would bring them all out onto the sidewalk every day. Yeah. And then when they close it, they'd have to bring them all in. And I'm like, so you that's have like to buy this bed that's been out on the street for years?
Right.
Hold up.
I think they had like the glove hand seats too. Do you remember those? The glove hand
seats? Yes, that was so tight.
Oh, we love sitting in
Remember
glove
looking
hand.
At those and going, I could never afford that. And they were just like $160.
of like hard plastic.
I think you can get them for like $50 now. Those
just
things
a glove hand seat?
No.
Yeah. So it's not $160, it's $50.
Yeah, Durs.
It was a more coveted item.
Durs.
Like
yeah.
Am I an idiot?
Well, that's do you what want Blake made you see
one. You're telling me that right now with the supply chain, they're $50?
Yes, this is the supply.
Oh, yeah, point.
Back in.
You know what? That
maybe our producers could hop on and find out exactly how much the hand share is.
You're right, man.
Because I would love to crush you on knowing the price of this.
You're a stupid dumbass.
Dude, you're right. Supply chain for the hand couches or whatever the hell we're calling them, it might be inflated.
Kyle, I gave you a bed.
What?
Right? When?
I just found out I fucking missed jury duty, and I'm like, oh, shit.
No, you never have to go. I've never gone.
The okay. movie? Somebody's watching the Paul Shore?
Just don't go.
Pauly Shore movie?
Okay. All right. Fuck.
Oh, you missed watching the movie. There's a screening yeah. at the New Beverly at Quentin Tarantino's yeah. theater.
They only play it very rarely.
Oh, my God. Whoever just gave this link is fired.
No, this is good.
Because it's 170. It's so close to what Blake said.
No, I said it was $50. You said it was 160.
Lahoo's
yeah, it was close to what you said, Durs. Yeah,
it's 169.
You nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
69.
You lose.
You said 160.
Oh, I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you nailed
Buddy.
It.
Sorry.
Keep up.
Absolutely.
Just a little too much of this. Uh-oh. Pacifico on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it's the Cinco de Mayo. That's right.
Way to
That's
go.
Right.
Way to celebrate, baby.
Yeah, I thought.
Damn, my bad.
You know who told me we should do some shots of tequila is your boy Greg. Your boy Greg's over here.
Ooh.
Getting handy yeah. with it.
Yeah, Greg likes to do a little tequila for sure.
On the job? On the job?
I hope not.
Yeah.
He's working with some machinery.
Does he work with power tools and stuff? You got to be real careful around yeah. that stuff.
We'll
they can
see.
Rip your arm off.
Yeah. Got some saws over there?
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened, Durs?
I'm having him install a $169 hand chair.
Oh, good.
That's
you gave
Etsy
me a
buy.
Bed, Durs? I got a bed from
I
you?
I gave you a mattress, remember? And like the corner, something happened with the corner.
Oh, God.
Where like the corner was broken and you were like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. I just needed a bed because I was on a futon.
Right.
That's right. Because I was futon forever. That was like my first bed because I was always a fucking couch dude in the room so that people could come in and watch the edits and shit, dude.
Right. when I moved to LA, my folks gave me $1,000 to get furniture and I got a $300 mattress.
Nice.
I got a $400 IKEA couch.
Oh,
I think
IKEA
the mattress was 1-800 mattress. IKEA couch for $400 or $399. The Ektorp. Everybody knows.
Shout out Ektorp.
Then I got the
revolutionary,
the matching like Ektorp chair, which I believe was $150.
Get it, boy.
And
nice.
Then I
Get
got the
it.
Nice
the coffee table with the glass top where you could put your magazines and books underneath and see it through.
Ooh.
For the last $150.
Ooh.
And then I took care of the taxes myself.
Ooh.
Hey, all right, good job, man. Big ups.
And that I was think- it. That's all I needed, and that was it.
We had like a wild ass like pull out bed futon thing, but you remember like what tied the whole house together when we lived
Who's
there?
We? You and the Six Dwarves?
Me, Kyle, and Adam when we were living in that Packard house.
Yeah, we had some
remember
good
we
ass
had a,
furniture, bro.
We had a bookshelf, but it was like all just like a DVD collection. Remember when you would just have your DVD collection out for people?
Flexing on fools?
That was
oh,
the
Oh, this
biggest
one's not
flex.
Even open.
Yeah.
That
I
was
haven't
the
even
best.
Watched that.
Because right. we had five people come together and put their DVDs into one place. And it was like, come on, let's just fucking make this DVD collection awesome. We all want to be in movies.
Y'all had four Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Everybody had
yeah,
their
we
Sixth
all
want
to do movies. We all want to make this shit. Let's just fucking do it. And your dad had a bomb ass collection
Yo,
that he gifted
Blake's
to us.
Dad. Can we give flowers to yeah. Blake's
what
dad's DVD collection?
Flowers to Tim.
Yes, absolutely. He was on it.
Tim, he gets his flowers. He knows he's got his flowers.
Oh,
but let's
yeah.
give the flowers
yeah.
to the collection itself.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So your yes. dad flew quite often and had a portable DVD player, right?
Yes, which was a flex, having
yeah.
that little like tiny laptop on a flight to watch a
oh,
DVD.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, game changer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before noise-canceling headphones, so it was kind of hard to hear movies, but
right.
you were still out there flexing.
You had to turn your headphones all the way up
way
and just
up.
Damage yes. your ears and to kind of hear The Dark Knight.
And like hold your ears. Yeah. Yeah. Pretend like you're sleeping, but you're just like holding your ears.
Curled in a ball. Straight up.
Yeah. But he used to hit up like, it must have been like Walmart or something, like every
BMG when they got into the DVD.
I feel like this was like even like warehouse and shit. Like, like he would get into some of those bins, bro. Like he would do the bargain bin.
Yeah, he would just cop new releases. It was crazy. So we have like wild ass movies.
Oh yeah, he did have that.
He had them all. What did he have? The Tim Robbins, Jamie Foxx one.
What's that one? What's the Tim Robbins, Jamie Foxx?
Or was that Tim Robbins, Martin Lawrence?
Martin Lawrence. Yeah. What the hell is called? It's like a
Can't Lose.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
He had a bunch of like those tier movies.
Blue Streak.
Classic.
Basically, when Martin Lawrence was releasing a movie, like two movies a year,
your dad was flying.
My dad was out in the skies, bro. Big time. Southwest mileage.
Yeah. I remember thinking that he didn't go to Blockbuster, he just bought them. Like that was his rental. Like he just, you know what I mean?
You remember, you remember thinking
that's
that.
Exactly what it was.
I have this memory of thoughts.
I have a memory of these thoughts that I had about that collection.
Do you guys don't keep your DVDs in public viewing, right? Because I went into a homie's house recently and he had them out. And I was like, I haven't seen a bro with his DVDs on display in a hot
burn. Yeah.
True. No, I don't. Mine are in a closet.
I got a stack of 12 out that I'm intending to watch, but the stack's been there since for a year, probably almost.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I have some screeners out. I think I keep the screeners up on the hearth.
Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, you know.
Did we already talk about how dope screeners were and now they're kind of like a burden?
Yeah.
I feel like we did.
I don't know if
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about, man. Like
they used to be the shit. You could get movies before they were out at the crib, come home for Thanksgiving. Everyone's like, what screeners you got? And you're like,
dude, you'd be a boss.
Yeah, you'd love me now, huh? Uh-huh.
Right. I got The Wrestler.
And
what's
now,
up?
Right, exactly. You're like, oh, The Wrestler. You want to watch that? Go to the theater. Right. Psych, it's right here.
Oh, you didn't see The Wrestler yet.
No country. Oh, you didn't see the big old piece of meat or whatever it's called. Oh,
there will be blood. Not for you. Sorry,
exactly.
Bitch.
Exactly. We used to come home Thanksgiving and deal them out and be like, okay, look, you can take that, and then you give it to grandma.
We used to burn them. Right. We used to burn them and sell them and shit.
No, right, we was flipping them. It used to be a racket, dude.
DVD
we
man.
Used to make some dough off that shit.
They used to call me DVD man.
They used to call me AMC.
What a trash.
But like now, nobody has DVD players accessible anymore, right?
It's impossible. And you still get sent run them. It through your console.
And all these movies are
have one.
Streaming. So you're like,
yes.
Yeah, I could either find a DVD player or I'll just click on this link. And they're like, and here's a link to get Netflix. And you're like,
This is the dumbest shit. They're like, here is a big ass box for you to see the new couple episodes of Miss Maisel.
Right.
Or you can just fucking go shots fired, like, pretty turn it show. On. You could just fucking turn it on. I'm just saying, you didn't have to make that. Send me a card, say flip it on. I know you got Amazon. I'm a human on Earth. You know what I mean?
And they like watermark them somehow so that like if someone bootlegs, so if you just throw it away and then someone finds it and bootlegs it, you're like in charge.
That's
like,
the big fear they tried to put it in your head. They're like, I hope they throw it in a vat of acid or you're going to get busted.
Right. And have you ever broken them before? The little shards, they shoot.
Pizza shrapnel to your eye,
right? part of me wants to pop one in my eye and just collect checks from Universal
just to feel it again.
That's good. Litigation Nation, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because I have all
United States of Attorneys.
I think there still might be people that have the DVDs on display. I don't think it's a dead art yet. Same as CDs. I think some people might still have their CDs on display.
I think, dude, I think you should fucking pack your DVDs up.
I do too.
You should pack your fucking DVDs up. You should leave your Blu-rays out.
Take a hike.
Leave your Blu-rays, sure. Even that is fucking the same thing to me.
No, leave your fucking Blu-rays out.
Blu-rays look good.
Leave your Blu-rays out.
I got to tap back in, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep my Blu-ray collection out.
But now that
I got Mad Max Fury Road on 3D Blu-ray, and that shit's fucking cool, dude.
Okay, that's cool.
Fuck yes.
You know what you need to watch then after that is Speed Racer. That shit's sick.
Yeah, that's right. You gave me Speed Racer.
Super dope.
Eons ago.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
When we got Workaholics, I remember, like, I started my Blu-ray collection, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking rent anything. I was doing it like Tim, dude. I was like, give me the Blu-rays like Tim did the DVDs.
You try to do it Tim style, man.
I got that fucking hamster movie with Zach
Galifianakis. T.I.M. Nation.
Wait, what? Top of the pod, to yeah.
I got a bunch of
what
good
hamster
ones.
Movie with Zach Galvin? That's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Z Force.
Oh yeah, the bitch.
What is it?
G Force. They're because they're guinea pigs. G Force.
Yeah, yeah, that movie fucking what? Rocks.
Dang, great pull.
That movie's the shit.
Yeah, it was super dope. Super dope.
I don't know where my kids are, but G Force. Zach Galifianakis. Right. 2006.
Dude, pulled the G Force out of nowhere. Like,
damn, son, where'd you find this?
That was like the one that I like pulled where I'm like, you know what? I'm just renting this. I'm doing this with the mentality of just fucking who gives a fuck? Give me the fucking Blu ray. Right. You know what I mean? Give me the fucking Blu ray.
You know what I mean? Go dirt in the dirt.
Freaking see ya.
Freaking see ya.
Joe Dizzle.
Hey guys, do you ever feel like you need a little boost in the bedroom?
Yes.
Well, thankfully with Hims, you will feel confident knowing you can get hard and stay hard whenever you're in the mood. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand new treatments like Viagra or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. That's way cheaper, though. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Yes.
Answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. If ED is getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/thisis. That's hims.com/thisis for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/thisis. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you guys, but I feel this year has gone by so quickly. I became a father this year. Can you believe that, guys?
Huge.
And the baby that I named Bo is growing bigger every day. Let me tell you, life goes by like that, so fast. So it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year.
I agree. And therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, etc. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Look, all you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisistoday to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Dude, but what I was thinking is, like, I boxed up my DVDs a while ago, and I'm starting to remember movies that I've seen, like, a million times that I completely forgot because it's not in my, like, in my line of sight anymore.
Right, like what?
Like, freaking the other day, The Fan popped up with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro. Yeah. I love that movie. I haven't seen that shit in so long. I used to watch it, like, once a week.
Is it super dope?
Oh my god! Well, you know, it's
the fan. Like, yeah, the fan's good.
I just remember him like listening to the radio in the morning. Like Snipes, yes, Snipes is driving and he hears De Niro calling in and being like, "You guys should do this. You did it right."
Yes, it's about this like Robert De Niro is a sports fan.
De Niro?
Fan.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he loves the Giants and he really loves Wesley Snipes. Right. And Wesley Snipes like gets traded to the Giants. He's like a really big deal. Or he gets traded away, he, like loses his spot.
Yeah. You don't know.
And anyway, it's just I haven't seen it in a really long time.
It's kind of stupid. I hate it.
You led the conversation with, "I don't remember any of these movies," and then we're like, "Hey, tell us about this movie you don't remember."
I don't remember it.
That
I
was
don't
inevitably
remember.
Gonna fail.
Yeah.
No, but I kind of know he was like a fan who becomes obsessed with Wesley Snipes and. Like, kidnaps his kid. It's so fucking good, dude.
Well, then they have a fucking epic-ass rain-filled, like, baseball game.
Yes, the ending.
Is that the one? That's the ending?
Yeah, where it's raining?
Because I was thinking of the Damon Wayans Jr., Bruce Willis.
Last Boy Scout also has a rain scene at the end?
There was a
day where we watched the Last Boy Scout for 24 hours.
Oh, my God, sick. Dude. It's true.
That's true. Sorry, and will you name the girls that were there?
Shut up, dog.
Swedish.
Who was there? There was no girl.
It was me, Blake, and like...
I love
Air,
it.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Air Rihanna.
just Kyle. Trying to remember thoughts.
It's Kyle. We shaved his facial hair and just were like, yeah, he counts.
Bro.
I thought you were going to say you watched both of those movies back to back, which have to go down. That might have to be a double feature that you you do at like the New Beverly. I'm going to keep shouting that
those
out.
Are two great sports movies that you... I love that. The sport is just like a thread in it, you know?
I love that.
And we've established that the best sports movies...
the best type of movies are sports movies.
Are sports movies, right? And our best sports movie was like Adam said Rudy, right?
Yeah, I'm going with The Fan because I forgot about it. I'd like to go back 20 episodes and apologize.
Rudy's really good.
Right. And Kyle's Cool Runnings. Rudy's is good. Rudy's
Yeah, right. I love Cool Runnings. I really do. Love that movie.
Right. Yeah, that movie rocks too. John Candy. Yeah.
I need to get it on Blu-ray. When are they releasing on Blu-ray?
Or did we establish that baseball movies are the best sports movies? And then someone said baseball movies are the best movies. Slide into Blake's DMs if you can remember.
I think we settled that like extreme sports movies were the best sports movies.
What are the extreme sports movies?
Airborne.
Right. No, baseball movies
Gleaming the Cube.
Baseball movies are the best sports movies because they're so plotting and like you have lots of chances to...
I mean, Rookie of the Year, I think.
You have lots of chances to come back. They're long games, you know?
Yes, sure.
Slow action. Very, very dramatic.
By the way,
can you shut the fuck up?
Can you turn your video off?
Oh, it's, fuck, man. I'm
it's a disgusting habit.
Roasted.
Okie dokie.
Toasted, roasted, bitch.
Was it a little strange at the end of Rookie of the Year
Bully!
Wasn't even the World Series? It was just like the league championship game. Yeah. And then like they fast forward to the very end and he like shoots the World Series ring up at the camera, which I guess is like a cool thing.
That was.
But like, it's fucking can you imagine the executives being like, yeah, okay, don't have the end be the World Series.
Yeah, dude.
That's a weird...
Right. We're in a game. Yeah, we're in a game. It might as well be the World Series. If you're going to touch on that with a story.
What is the game you watch? You watch like the Western Conference Finals or something of baseball?
The pennant. I mean, it's they call it the pennant, right? Like if you win the American
or yeah, the race.
Division What's, Series champions?
What do they call it? There's the American League, the
AL and AL. National League, American National League.
If they're running for the pennant, you're right.
Right?
You're right. Fuck yeah, you are, bro.
Pennant. And we all know what a pennant is. Sport. It's a pointy flag.
Right? It's a pennant. I think it's a pennant.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
am I pennant. Tripping?
Yeah.
Pennant. Yeah,
pendulum.
Like Tenant, like the movie Tenant, but pennant.
Oh, dude, Tenant.
That's why he made that movie.
Hey, Chris Nolan's talking to us.
Oh, good for you.
Sorry, nice, thank God.
Yeah!
Chris Nolan's talking to his brother, who I think he co-writes everything with, and is like, all right, I'm going to write the script. Your only job is to come up with a made-up word that it can go forward and backwards. Yeah. And he was like, boob? And he's like, all right, very funny.
All right.
But then he kept getting stuck
race
on...
Race car.
Wait a second. Race car's a thing? Oh, wow.
Wow. We might have to put a race car in the movie.
That's so tight, Kyle, that you just had that in the chamber.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Palindromes.
What's the other one? A Toyota?
What?
A Toyota. Yeah. I'm going to write it down real quick. But
come
on, you.
Write it out. A Toyota.
Yeah. So if you're listening at home,
I'm going to write it out.
We're just coming up with palindromes. I feel like I knew a girl in high school who had a palindrome for a phone number.
Oh, yeah, baby. It works.
It works.
Yes, points.
Thank you.
Oh, what about IKEA?
IKEA? Hold on. Let me write it down.
A K I. What about ABBA?
No, IKEA does not work.
You spelled it wrong.
Right.
What?
You spelled it wrong.
Whatever. It doesn't work.
Whatever.
Whatever, Bears.
Whatever.
Good for you.
Are you guys doing anything for Cinco de Mayo?
Not really, no. To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm going to make tacos tonight. That'll be cool.
Yeah, maybe go.
Maybe shake up a margarita. Who knows?
Maybe I'll go pick up some Mexican food from the local spot.
Yeah, we love an excuse.
Freaking Los Panchos, baby. Let's get some of that.
What's your favorite dish there? Revenge?
Los Panchos?
Yeah, revenge.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, points!
Where he kills everybody?
Oh, it's either a fajita bowl or a...
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Fucking
taco
A,
salad.
Dude. Oh, God.
Sizzling fajitas.
Here's the thing, guys. The ingredients in Mexican food, you know, like the slightest of change, you have to realize it's a different dish. All right, so a tostada salad to a taco salad.
We're back.
Oh yeah, no, I'm whatever on that. I was just going off the fucking what is it called? The green burrito menu, bro. If you have a problem with what I think it is, then you the take menu. It up with the green burrito menu because that's where I learned it. So
for sure,
it's not me. It's my education. Okay.
Water trash.
I went out to dinner the other night.
What the fuck is that?
What do you mean?
It's Larry King saying water trash.
That's my favorite.
Loose.
Like, is it? Butthole. He said that?
Wow, dude.
He said water trash?
And he said loose butthole.
Yeah, he said a lot of things.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Larry King, right? He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
dude,
is.
That dude was wild. He had hella wives, huh?
He was cool.
Did he?
Yeah. He was really cool when he interviewed us, for sure.
I mean... He really was. He was like down to clown. He was down. He was just like, all right, you
Larry
guys.
King, down to clown. You heard it here, TII Nation.
So sick.
I think he was handed. He's always handed things by his producers, and he's just like, yeah, all right, let's just read this shit. And this dude said,
yeah.
Wait, hold on.
This dude said,
water trash.
And he said.
I can't find it. I can't.
Larry said,
"What a voice! What's crazy? I just remember him from Ghostbusters and being like, who's that's the guy from Ghostbusters when his show got syndicated.
Loose.
It all comes. Hey, there it is. God, the delivery on that is so good.
Tight butthole.
I like that one.
Loose butthole.
I like that.
What a career.
Tight butthole.
Yeah, way to go. Thank you for leaving us with that. Thank you for leaving with that. King, you are a king. King, yes, go off.
Tight butthole.
Go off, king.
He was one of my first celebrity sightings because when I worked at Lacoste. Huh?
Yes. Celebrity crush was Larry King.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. I just wanted to know.
That's my hall pass.
I just wanted to chomp down on that back.
He was my hall pass.
Larry King is your hall pass?
He
Dude,
was. Until he
you,
passed,
all you got to do is show to a Dodger game and throw it out there. He Oof, might yeah.
Oh,
up.
But yeah. I was too nervous. So anyway, working at Lacoste, he would walk by on Rodeo Drive every morning for his like exercise or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I had a homie who sat next to him at a Dodgers game, and then when he went home for a Cubs game, when the Dodgers were playing the Cubs, he sat next to him again there.
Whoa.
Tight Ooh. Butthole.
And he goes, hey, like, we talked at the game in LA. He goes, I talked to a lot of people. And my homie was like,
literally my job, dude.
This was like 2 weeks ago. I like to think I'm a guy who stands out, maybe memorable. Nope, guess not. Just hit him with the, I talked to a lot of people.
Gosh, I actually have him saying, wee-oo. That's Adam, but he asked us, he's like, what is wee-oo?
Did he really?
Yeah, why? Dude, you what have to that? Watch that Larry King interview. It is weird. He asked some hard-hitting questions.
He got cool. He got some really cool guests at the end.
Yeah, I think he had some sick, like, young interns that were just bringing the homies
right.
in.
Yeah.
And he can interview anybody.
Let's give sick best. Interns their flowers.
Hell yeah.
Bro, give it up for sick interns everywhere. Sick-ass interns everywhere. Pat yourself on the back.
Absolutely.
Tight butthole.
We'll wait.
Dersart, were you going to do something for Cinco de Mayo or just drinking some tequila?
I think I'm just going to do a little Ojo de Tigre.
Ooh, okay. Baby.
Okay.
Shout out.
Never had Ojo de Tigre.
Oh, it just... stings. No, it's pretty good.
It's your lips.
One of the producers of the movie I was doing in Mexico at midnight, not to be confused with Yes Points.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's called?
Owns this, yeah, he's a dude from Mexico, owns this tequila company called Ojo de Tigre.
Ow! Yes Points!
I think we all know what that means.
Yeah, baby.
What's Ojo?
Eyes of the Tiger.
Put that into the...
right?
Oh.
Eye of the Tiger.
Ellen,
final season shot glass. That is...
very shagadelic.
Wow, this is fucking Hollywood as shit,
yeah,
bro.
You are Hollywood AF.
That was so
right
Hollywood.
You know it, and
wow,
I know it.
You just took a shot on air. Nice, Durs. When Adam's away, the Durs will play, baby.
Yeah, Durs looks comfortable.
He's passing
right
out.
Now.
He's out.
Comfortable. He's like
passing
cozy.
Out. Ojo de Tigre.
Yeah. And then right after this, I'm going to go run. Just just
hey, bro,
vomit everywhere.
I've done drunk runs before. I do not advise it. It's very dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I did that a lot when I was working in Mobile. We would go to dinner, mm-hmm. and I had to be like in shape for this part or whatever. So we'd all go to dinner, have some drinks, and then I'd be like, I got to hit the gym after this.
I got to go to gym, man.
I would just either sit on the fucking bike and watch Sopranos all drunk, and or I'd get on the treadmill and be like...
just to sleep.
You know when
legs?
Like your foot kind of gets the edge of the treadmill by accident, and you almost die? You go...
like, whoa!
It just goes...
oh, man.
Like, it's like
Kyle's
the
imagining it
because
he's
run.
Never been on a treadmill. Yeah, no. The noise.
I've been on a treadmill, you bitch.
Uh-huh. Fuck it.
Yeah,
have you?
I've been on a treadmill, you bitch. Don't say that shit to me. Don't say that shit to me, okay?
Where?
Don't say that shit, dude. Where? I've been on a treadmill, you bitch.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Have you been on treadmills?
I've been on many of treadmills, okay?
Uh-huh.
Many of treadmills. And you know what my move is on the treadmill? Uh-huh. I don't try and go fast.
Huh.
I don't try to go fast. Huh. I go steep. I go steep, motherfucker.
You lose.
I fucking hike on that shit. Give me
really?
The fucking 13,
building
13,
the glutes.
Or 30, 30, 30, whatever it is. Give me that
damn.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah. But no Stairmaster.
No, stairs are hard.
No,
I'm not fucking so with the Stairmaster.
I like that one that has the legit real stairs that come down.
Oh, that thing's brutal.
I feel
dude.
Like that's what I was doing a lot in Vancouver when we were doing Game Over, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the workout regiment was... flamethrower.
Yeah.
We kept it together.
It was big. Right on. Well, I mean, you guys always keep it going.
It was an action movie.
Remember we had the hotel with the gym built in that was extremely packed?
Well, Vancouver is like a pretty svelte city.
It's, yeah, a lot of cum gutters for sure.
they're all over the place, uh-huh. baby.
By the way.
Oh, my God. The dipping, the...
The dipping in the tarot.
Kyle's just thinking about dipping dots right now.
I was thinking about
hell it. Yeah, man. But dipping dots are hella
the
good.
The cheese dippers. I just want
yeah, to working out. Frosting is my shit.
Well, you said I'd never been on a treadmill. I've been on a treadmill. I'm not saying I'm on one all the time. Playboy.
Yeah, no one's on one all the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I'm just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Bullet.
Just man of the people.
Very nice, baby. Oh, shout out to Vancouver, Burnaby specific.
You know what they had at that gym in Vancouver that I want at the crib real bad is one of those rope. It's like a treadmill for ropes. Like it's just a big loop rope that's on a thing, and you like pull it down or you pull it towards you. Yeah, I want that at the crib, dude.
Dangs. It's like a real like hemp rope, or is it? Well, no.
It's like a climbing rope from like gym class, right? But it's a loop, and you pull it either vertically down, or you can set it up so you can pull it at yourself. I'm all about that. You got to like work your back, work your grip strength. That shit just seems dope. So if you're a company that makes one of those, holler at your guy.
My way.
Hook him up.
Did you have to do like a rope climb in PE class? I remember we had.
That shit.
We had like poles. Remember at Kyle in Silverwood Elementary? They were like poles.
Yeah. They were like tetherball poles, weren't they? Oh, no. They were just poles like side by side. I remember it was like four of them.
I remember like climbing up it, and then like it started to make my dick feel hella good, dude.
Dude, mash it Monday,
guys at
bro.
Home. Guys at home.
Football sound!
Everybody listening, what did you expect?
Take it out Tuesday, baby.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at TNVacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals. where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What we know about Blake, and it's all starting to come together now, is that he has a very pronounced ridge. So let's just say that shit, it gets, it, whatever's going down, it gets involved, okay? It finds a way.
And you guys want some cookies?
This dude has experiences that maybe us with less pronounced ridges don't have.
I'm saying this might be the first, and I'm being serious, this might be the first time I ever, like, orgasmed.
Going up or going down?
I like kind of hung up just, there.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
It
you
was basically like humping it.
Yeah.
You think nobody notices? Everybody's watching you kind of like squirm your dick.
For sure. The teacher, like, Blake is always goes up there, like, is humping that pole.
I remember you. I truly remember you telling me that, where you're like, you go up to the top and you're like hanging up there and you were just doing like micro movements, dude. Just like rubbing your dick.
Know what I mean?
Kyle remembers another thought.
I remember this, dude. I remember it. It was, I'm like, what are you doing?
See, he remembers.
What grade is this?
This must have been like third or second grade. Yeah.
Mrs. Yeah. Rogers, that's the era class. Where you're like,
yeah, Miss Rogers. And because that's when you started telling me shit like that. I'm like, what are you doing? I remember I remember seeing you like up there and I'm like, he's doing his thing. But I was like a swing and a tetherball boy. You know, I couldn't be bothered with coming at that point.
Yeah. Is this a dusty cum?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing. I mean, air. This is way even before when I was on the Southwest flight. So, nothing was happening.
If you could have a button installed where you could go from dust to regular, like, dust would you
dawn.
Do it? Yeah.
From dust
to now. Like, if you could be like, I want
to dawn liquid soap.
Like, if I think I might be all about
that. I'm sorry, my eyes aren't working.
Yes, points!
That was a good one. From dust to dawn liquid soap. It's a switch on your taint that allows you to do whatever type of semen you like.
Right, like if you want to just, you know, have an O, but no worrisome cleanup, you can hit the button and go back to dust.
Sure. So if you're like in your dating days, you'd be like, it's all good, girl. I'll just dust you.
I'll just dust. Right. I think I'm gonna dust.
Don't worry about it. I could just dust you.
Yeah, a quickie in the closet.
I'm about to dust.
What is that from? That's from us, no? I'm about to bust. Who says that?
I feel like Bill said it. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, when in doubt, it's a Bill line for sure.
It's a Bill.
We're back.
All right. Took a while, but DII Nation.
I do remember same era, like third, it was probably like second or third grade, swimming at the Northwestern University pool, right? In the men's locker room there, you could twist the shower nozzle.
Uh-oh.
So that it could just be like a stream. And then if you just pointed that at your dick, it was on.
Oh, your front.
I thought it was on. Really, so like you're in a Speedo, right?
By Poseidon.
It was like in a Speedo, so it couldn't go anywhere. And you were getting like pre-boner orgasms. And and they had like showers out in the open, but you would scramble to get one on the sides that had like the dividers just to have your time.
Oh.
Hey, what happened?
Just to get your moment. Because all you needed was about 60 seconds of like, no, I'm just shampooing. And it's like,
hey,
I need privacy.
Mom, stop running in the shower. Knock it off. You're going to slip.
I'm shampooing. I wonder if they even have the same showers. I might have to go back just to like
school.
It's like running
out.
Into like an old girlfriend. Like, hey, how you been? It's good to see you.
I need that Northwestern shower head.
Just caress the shower head.
Shower head. I got shower head.
I wonder if I can afford to just have that shit installed at the crib by now.
Yeah, you could. You could just throw it in there.
Maybe.
Wouldn't even need it up high. I would just put it down low.
I wonder what it is.
You know what it's all about.
Get yourself a turbojet. Get yourself
Is it G&E? Is it Honeywell? Like, what companies make shower heads?
G&E? Sprecher?
Yeah, Sprecher or Kohler.
Right? Or Spectre or something like that? Kohler.
Yeah, Kohler. Yeah. Kohler lifetime warranty. Bro.
American faucets.
What's Kohler, you know, lifetime warranty? This is not an ad, people.
Hey, American faucets, slide into my DMs and send me some whatever you want to call it.
Kohler, what?
Oh, I just found out today because a plumber was over that Kohler's got a lifetime warranty. So I thought I'd spread the good news to anybody. Like, if anything breaks, you just hit them up and they send you the part.
Dude, bury the headline.
I know.
Guys, just go to Kohler.com and enter TH ISIS and get your 50% off.
I had a plumber come today, right?
It's not real, mate.
You
is
know that real? What's wild about plumbers is they actually, like, have you ever had a plumber that didn't?
No, what's wild about plumbers?
Have you ever had a plumber that did not have the crack coming out, the plumber's crack? Like, it's
automatic.
Like, but today I was like, okay, cool. Obviously, like, the plumber has a crack. Like, yes, this is par for the course. I love it.
How was it? Describe it.
Burger.
He would let it hang. Like, you know, like, baby, no, it was all right. Just mostly underwear, sometimes crack, not a lot of jean.
Not a hairy man?
What? Not a lot of jean, yeah. Okay?
We're talking a white guy, black guy, Hispanic?
Yeah. This is a Hispanic dude. Yep, okay. But what I realized was the crack down in your house is kind of a power play where you're like, okay, sure. Yeah, that's your room. All right, I'll leave you be. Fix that out.
It's kind of like a, hey, don't come in here, like, men at work?
Yeah. I think it is. I think it's like, don't even bother. I'm not done yet. If you don't see the crack, I'm maybe okay. Done. But if you see the crack, I'm fucking working, so just leave me alone.
Quick hypothetical.
Right. Hit it.
You hire a plumber. Okay. You get a plumber.
Right, did it. Yep,
He's like, well, let's see what we got under here. He goes down. Shirt comes up. Good. Crack is out.
Shirt comes up. Wow.
Shirt comes up. Crack is out. There's a lower back tattoo.
Okay. Do we still call those tramp stamps?
You can for sure fuck this guy, right?
Mm. What?
You can for sure fuck this guy, right?
What your ass say?
Is that the hypothetical? Like
that the question? Statement.
Yeah.
That sounded like a statement.
That was the question.
Let me rephrase it. It's not weird if somebody fucked that guy, right?
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, man. I mean, it's your property.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, bro.
Like, oh, that's, my God. Like, that's... He knows, right? And when are these guys going to just wear Spanx, you know? or like the equivalent where it just goes above and beyond.
Oh, like a sexy plumber sort of?
That's not what Spanx are.
Well, I think I've seen some plumbers.
Spanx are just they're like coverall.
Sure, they hold you. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Kim Kardashian's wear. What's that called? Skims?
Yeah, but that's also the same. That's not sexy. It's kind of just,
what?
It's shapewear.
Yeah, that
shit sexy on her.
Right.
Sure.
On other people, it's kind of like it's like Slimer's containment unit. It's essentially like, it's like, let's get all that in here. Let's see if we can get that in here.
I like it. I like it.
I like it.
Oh, we haven't heard "I Still Love You" for a long time.
I know. Where the hell is that?
I love it.
Where the hell is that?
Where the hell is that?
And our producer, Becca, is calling it Skims.
Dude, what did we call it? Skins? Oh, yeah. Skins versus Skims.
Yeah, our bad. Right, yeah. I would wear Skims.
Skins versus Skims.
Dude, what if we wear Skims? It feels like that suit. Like, do you remember that homie who used to come on TV and he wore, like, basically Skims, but it showed, like, the human organ system? Do you remember him?
That's a commercial.
The homie?
We gotta go to commercials.
Wow, dude.
I
love it.
You don't remember?
Go ahead and take a few and...
you're talking about Inside Out Boy.
No, this was like an educational dude with a little like Richard Simmons afro, and he wore like a Skims unitard, but it had like the human like organ system on it.
Honestly,
human,
that shit's
kids,
kinda
this
dope.
Is the human organ system.
And he'd be like, this is your spleen. what would it be called?
I don't know. That's good.
Inside Out Boy.
Yeah.
Dude, and he'd be like, right here is your stomach. And when you eat it, like, goes down your sarcophagus. Wait, what is it?
Sarcophagus. Your sarcophagus. Yeah, it goes right down into your coffin from Egypt.
Yeah, right.
Esophagus, motherfucker.
Your pharaoh's coffin.
You're a stupid dumbass.
This dude's talking about walking dogs and togas.
Dude, you guys got to look him up because he taught me a lot, obviously.
What? Give me a little bit more. Shit. What are you talking
have to look
about?
Him up because we don't know what you're talking about.
What's he from?
I don't even know.
You just said the homie that's been on TV.
I call him the homie because he helped raise me. Okay.
I mean, the Inside Out boy, good body. Oh boy, who we got?
Slim Goodbody is what we're getting.
Good body.
The superhero of health.
I was gonna say that's a rapper for sure. The superhero of health. How is there no image?
Okay, so the Today Show, Good Morning America.
Yeah, dude.
There's something on Nickelodeon.
I guarantee you, there's a section in this where it's like personal, and it's like went to jail.
Dude, this is my movie. This is my Oscar.
Right,
Captain Kangaroo.
This is my Oscar. Dude, you gotta see this guy. His fit was so legit. You could wear this to
Oscar.
Met Gala.
Oh my god, this dude's amazing.
You could wear this to Met Gala.
Oh my god, dude.
The homie. Now you know why I call him the homie.
Yeah, okay.
This dude goes so hard. Is he alive?
I don't know.
I don't got the picture yet, man. Where's the picture at?
How do we drop this into your thing? Dude, this is my indie,
Slim
Kyle.
Goodbody?
This is my indie.
Oh, dude, I'm in. Oh, my God, Blake.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, click on the link I just put in. I think I just put a link in.
Yeah, you did. I think that's...
He's from Maine.
Hang on, ready?
Oh, dude, yes.
Oh, shit. He wrote a book about COVID. That's sick.
Really?
That's you and Adam. The picture I just posted for you is you and Adam.
Where?
I don't see it.
Wait, did I not?
You didn't post it.
There.
Technical difficulties.
I didn't do it. I don't know.
Dude, Blake, this is absolutely like...
Legend, mate.
You should be running towards this. You should be running.
George, did you say there's a sleeping bag that you had with it?
What?
I don't know what the hell you're posting. We're hacked.
We've been hacked.
By the way, I wish the link I posted was not appropriate.
DII Nation, top of the pod to ya. We're here to talk about Slim Goodbody, the homie.
This is like the saddest moment in the history of our, I guess you can call it a podcast, where I'm like just trying to figure out how to click and drag.
You idiots!
Yeah, it's not this real. Is a rough one.
Yeah, this one's tough, dude.
But great suit. Killer suit. I like the suit.
I got nothing.
But killer suit. It's so you guys didn't... You had no...
Him and Captain Kangaroo.
You have no reference to this guy?
Zero, but he's...
That's crazy.
He's packing. I can see the Honda Ridgeline for sure.
Oh, yeah. What'd they do about that part in the pictures?
He's wearing a dance belt.
Oh, this guy has super little dick energy, though.
Are you kidding?
What? What the fuck?
You think he has big dick energy?
What?
I think he's got proud dick energy, where he's like, that's not what it's about.
What?
Absolutely. He's so ashamed of his penis that he removed all the layers of his skin. He said, look at my insides, because I don't like my outsides.
Well, that's the story.
It's like when you try and lose weight to make your dick look bigger, he's like, I'm taking my skin off. Now we'll see who's fucking around.
Dude, this guy rocks. This is my indie right here.
Yeah, I love it. Blake, I'm in, dude. I'm in. We'll figure something out. A lot of long
Oscar
shots.
Oscar buzz.
Go for the indie spirit
and
run.
And Blake, we can't forget about Blake Anderson, snubbed for his depiction of Slim Goodbody in the movie Beneath His Skin. Little Dick Energy.
Beneath His Skin, the Little Dick Energy
That's
story.
Me doing like Billy Bush.
Not Lil Dicky.
The Donald. Wow.
Oh, whoa. Bush. You grabbed him by the who's it? Whoa. Hey, I'm going to take a 5-year vacation.
We got to run that Billy Bush Trump shit back. That shit was wild.
Is he back in the game? Is he surviving?
Yeah, I think so. I think he survived the game. I think he's got like a morning talk show or something.
Hey, good. Hey, good.
Tap back in.
It's a bagel.
Oh my god, cut to commercials and cut me out of this one.
Sorry, brother.
Can I lead the way with take backs and forgivings?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We last week talked about a sketch,
okay,
for SNL,
right. Yeah,
where they do like acupuncture gone wrong.
Acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Someone brought it to our attention that guess what? They already did it. And Edie Bryant was in the motherfucker. And it was very funny.
Yes.
I watched
it 8 years ago. 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really blew it. That's why you got to be careful calling people out about stealing your shit because you never know.
Right. It's all out there in the ethers.
I'm ashamed I didn't know about that sketch because it was actually very funny.
Watching it, I feel like I'd seen it, to be honest.
Maybe you were repitching it.
But God, she had the funniest line where Jason Sudeikis. It's like a a rig for blood to spray out of a back, and Jason Sudeikis is getting acupuncture, and they put the needle in and blood starts going everywhere, and he's like, is it good back there? And they're lying and saying, yeah, it's fine. And then someone goes, what's with all the, someone, look at all that blood. And Jason Sudeikis goes, look at that blood. And he's like, did someone say, look at that blood? And she goes, oh no, that's just street talk. He said, what a blood. And she said, it's so funny. And then they both, like an Asian doctor came in, played by a non-Asian Fred Armisen. And
That's true.
He's like, oh, doctor, you're here.
I didn't make it to that part.
And then Chris, oh, it's very comedic.
It's long.
And then Kristen Wiig has to pretend to be the doctor. And she's like, oh, Becca Good.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, she
eight years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, does that fly? Because like the context, the context of it is a woman trying to cover, and you never hear the doctor speak. So
it's
I didn't make it that far in the sketch.
You should watch it. It gets funny. The entire back bubbles and then explodes.
Yeah, it's a really good rig.
Right.
Whenever they do that,
the rig is way good. That, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, well, this one is better than what we pitched. So
well, that's what we said. We said it would be better, but
yeah, and it was. It was 8 years ago. It was better than the sketch we came up with last week. So that's our take back, our collective take back. Am I correct?
Yeah, we're so sorry about that.
Yeah,
our bad.
But honestly, it's been 8 years. They'll probably do it again.
Yep.
Bully.
I want to give a special shout out. We got a season 2 on Fabulous Furry Freak Bros, which is freaking sick. Hell yeah. Check out Tubi if you got it. It's one of the sickest streamers. I really believe that. They got the weirdest shit on there.
And how many episodes are up now for people to watch?
I think there's 8 episodes up on Tubi, baby.
Tubi real. Got to be real. Is that the commercial? Have they done that for the commercial? The Tubi commercial? Got to be real.
That would be so sick.
Bullet.
That would get
that's
you.
Good. Hit him up.
Let's hit him up. We got him.
What, any dead ringers? Any dead ringers?
I got a dead ringer. Did we already talk about this? The guy who got beat up by Mike Tyson. Everyone's like, so are you okay or what?
It was you.
And the guy took a picture that really looked like me. There was one picture that I was like, I got it. I see it. A friend of mine sent it to me without even saying anything. I go, that's, I was like, that me? Hashtag that me? Question mark.
Just ready that me? For it.
Yeah, that was wild.
Why would you ever pick on fucking Mike Tyson? He's already ready to go, man.
But not that I read anything, but so allegedly the dude is like a scammer with like a criminal record. So like, he might have been like, I'm going to fuck with this dude and maybe collect.
Damn, that's so fucked up if that's true.
Hey, the United States of Attorneys.
Yeah, thank you.
There's another clip
of Mike Tyson at like a comedy show where some dude like starts talking like, I just need to fight you. I need to fight you. If I can fight you, that's all I need. And he pulls a fucking gun out.
What the fuck?
Who pulls a gun out?
Yeah. The dude who's like
Tyson Beckford?
No, the guy who was talking to Mike Tyson, like, I gotta fight you. I'm gonna fight you.
Right.
And Mike Tyson's just like sitting there. No, it was just like fucking wild. I caught it in like some news fever dream that they all are nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it's real. he's like,
it's real. It's just like, it's like, what happened?
The
what
fake
is going
news
on?
Tornado that we tune into every fucking day.
Oh, shit.
Cannot believe the hype. Our president's a hologram, and I'm actually making my own vaccine, and it's pretty good. It's made of dust and palm olive.
You can push a button, and it goes from dust to regular.
To, what do we call Dawn liquid soap?
Dust to Dawn liquid
from
soap.
Dust to Dawn, baby.
man.
That's great stuff.
Yep, it is.
All right, that feels like a really good place to end it.
Do you want to end it on your own? Have we done that before where just Blake wraps it up?
Go ahead, Blake. I'm down with that.
All right, TII Nation, thank you for joining in. This is the bottom of the pod, and we're drawing the name right now. We got @AToyota. You're the big winner. We're going to retweet you on our Twitter. Remember to take out your tip of your penis on Tuesday, everybody, and a popo zao to ya. This is... what the fuck?
Allegedly!
Mash 'em up Mondays, dude. Mash your dick on the table Mondays. That's the one. That's good, Blake. Good job. Okay, cool. I think we got it. We can move on from here. Cut.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.